This extended version of the 4D existence theory, retrocausality, is explained through a complex interplay between our universe and a network of other universes existing in a 4D substrate. Let's explore how this theory could potentially offer a grounded explanation for retrocausality. Retrocausality and the 4D substrate. Access to potential futures. In this theory, retrocausality is facilitated through the 4D substrate that harbors a network of universes, each representing potential future states of our own universe. This means that events in the present can be influenced by potential future states, as information can flow backward in time through this higher dimensional substrate. Number 2, error correcting mechanism. The error correcting mechanism, originally designed to maintain coherence across a network of entangled universes, also facilitates the exchange of information between different temporal states of the universe. This mechanism allows for a kind of communication between different potential futures and the present, providing a pathway for retrocausal influences. Causal retrocausality. The isolation of our universe from the network, the rich and nuanced error-correcting interactions with other universes are lost. However, our universe retains a kind of memory of these interactions, allowing for a more limited form of retrocausality that operates through causal pathways within our own universe. This means that retrocausal influences are now grounded in the causal structure of our own universe, rather than being mediated through a higher dimensional substrate. Implications and considerations. Number 1. Richer understanding of retrocausality. This theory offers a richer understanding of retrocausality, grounding it in the interactions between different universes in a 4D substrate. Provides a mechanism through which potential future states can influence the present, offering a kind of preview of possible futures based on the information exchanged through the error-correcting mechanism. Number 2. Limited retrocausal influences. With the isolation from the network, retrocausal influences become more limited, constrained by the causal structure of our own universe. This could potentially explain why retrocausal phenomena are not more prevalent or easily observable, as they are now a reduced echo of a once much richer and more complex phenomenon. Number 3. New avenues for scientific exploration. While highly speculative and not grounded in mainstream scientific theory, this concept opens up new avenues for scientific and philosophical exploration, offering a novel framework to explore the mysteries of time and causality. Conclusion: this extended 4D existence theory offers a novel explanation for retrocausality, grounding it in a higher dimensional substrate where our universe interacts with potential future versions of itself through an error-correcting mechanism. Isolated from the broader network, our universe retains a limited ability to engage in retrocausal influences through causal pathways, offering a more grounded and causal explanation for retrocausal phenomena.